We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What have the other guys in the offensive line room meant to you so far through your rookie training camp? Like Hugh, Kelly, Braden Smith, even Matt Pryor?
I mean, they've been all tremendous so far. I mean, I learn from them every single day. And not just football things, but also just how to be a pro and how to be, how to act outside of, you know, the football facilities. Because they're all great football players, obviously, but you knew that. But they're also really great guys, too. I mean, sitting with them in dinner and then going over practice and what I could have done differently and what I could improve on and stuff. They really try to help me out every day, and it's definitely a huge factor in my improvement.
What do you think the first preseason game went for you?
It was definitely a fun experience. For me to play an NFL game, it was, you know, undescribable actually. But a lot to learn from. You know, made some mistakes that aren't acceptable. So, you know, you go over the film over and over again. You learn from your mistakes, and you make sure they never happen again. You just get better for the next time.
Did you have some areas though you felt like you improved on from practices to the game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, It's the little details, and as I mentioned earlier over there, it's just the fact that the NFL is unforgiving. Like, you take one wrong step, and you know the guy in front of you makes the play. So it's a little bit different in college, where sometimes you can make up for it, but here it's just you have to be perfect on your assignment and every little detail. So that's something you just need to, you know, keep working on, keep improving, and that's what we'll be.
How helpful do you think that having the Lions in town will be for your development as you keep trying to work on those little things?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I've never practiced against another team, so I think it's going to be a huge experience, much more game-like, and you get to go against some other guys, some new defensive ends, and I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, they have a good team up there. And especially their D-line is going to be really good this year. So I'm looking forward to the competition.
Growing up in Austria, how far away did this seem?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started playing football, I watched the NFL. I went to London to watch the Vikings play the Steelers. Mm-hmm. And it looked awesome, and I wanted to play it, but back then it really seemed like a little too far out of reach. It seemed like a dream. And back then, really playing a year of high school football, I thought that was going to be the coolest thing, because I get to play under Friday Night Lights. I get to play in front of a marching band, and, you know, like the whole town would come out. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, coming over here, and then you kind of realize that if you just work hard, then college can be in reach too. So it's always been a dream, but it kind of happened step by step for me to all the way to up here.
Are there Austrian media following you at all, following your path here?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they reach out every once in a while. I think 2 weeks ago we even had someone here.
Okay.
They did a little report. So that's always cool. I mean, I try to, you know, get the game more and more popular over in Austria too, because there's so many talented guys over there that would have a chance if they just get more exposure. So I think the game is growing every single year over there, and I think I'm just gonna try to keep pushing that.
Just real quick, as a kid, what sports were you interested in?
I mean, growing up, you just growing up in Austria, you're obviously interested in soccer and then all the winter sports like snowboarding, skiing, and hiking and beach volleyball. So you never really, or like when I grew up, I didn't really see or hear much about football. Mm-hmm. They didn't have football in like free TV back then. But even that's changing. So I think this year they're bringing like 2 or 3 NFL games each weekend, which is huge. I mean, I wish I had that growing up. We always had to either watch the highlights on YouTube or log on to my coach's game NFL Game Pass to watch the game. So I think it's you know, it's improving every single year, and more and more people are playing football.
Is there an area of your game you're trying to improve on the most through the rest of the preseason and training camp?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, there are different areas to improve on. In the run game, just work, keep working at pad level, trying to get underneath guys, and, you know, really dig them out of holes and, you know, make a path for the running back. And then in the pass game, just keep working on my hands, keep improving my punch. And that's just, you know, one of the little things that I've been working on.
Did you have a moment of solitude after that preseason game to be like, I actually did it, like this thing that was so far off is real now?
Yeah, I kind of, well, I didn't really think about it, like traveling there and everything, but coming out to like warm-ups for the first time and running out in that stadium, that's when it really hit me that this is something I dreamt about for so many years now. And it was an unbelievable feeling, and I was just so, you know, so thankful to get the opportunity. And yeah,
if you had to take one lesson from this game to add to your next game, what is that?
It's the details. Just, you know, keep improving on all the even like the single, like first step, because that can really cost you or win you the rep. So that's just something I want to keep improving on and keep working on.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.